like we'll have a winter storm moving through the area today and tonight. We've got a little bit drier air than we were anticipating yesterday, and so this is going to affect the overall snow amounts. We have the system developing over us right now, and we should start seeing snow developing over west central Missouri, spreading eastward throughout the day today. Overall, it looks like snowfall totals will be roughly in the 1 to 3 inch range, with maybe 3 to 5 inches of snow roughly from Nevada to Springfield to West Plains line.
Okay. Has the track shifted south slightly?
Maybe just a little bit. I mean, it hasn't shifted much. Like I said, we've got a little drier air in here, and temperatures may be just a little bit cooler than what we were thinking yesterday as well. So we might see a little bit more snow down in the southwestern part of the state. But overall, the storm is pretty much on track.
Okay. Now, looking around sort of the perimeter of it, you know, the lake, Fort Leonard Wood, Joplin, all of those areas, yesterday you were calling for 1 to 3. Has that been downgraded also?
No, that looks still to be on track there. Lake of the Ozarks, yeah, and Joplin area both. I would say probably 1 to 3 inches of snow over in those areas.
Well, I'm in Jefferson City and you're there. Is it snowing there yet?
No, it's not yet. I mean, we've got returns on the radar. It's just not reaching the ground yet.
Do you have any idea what time people might start seeing it hit the ground?
I would say probably from 10 o'clock onward. I mean, it looks like as the lower part of the atmosphere starts to saturate up over the west central part of the state first, and then just spreading on eastward throughout the day.
So this is going to be a day-long event?
Yes, throughout the afternoon and into the evening hours as well.
And then is it expected to taper off later this evening then?
Yes, I would say... Oh, late this evening, around midnight or so, it should start to taper off over in the south-central part of the state.
Okay, and are we still looking at another possible system rolling in on Saturday?
Yes, there is another system coming in over the weekend. Temperatures will be warming above freezing both tomorrow and Saturday, so what snow that we get today may melt off a little, but there is another system coming in. Looks like that system will begin affecting our area probably Saturday night into Sunday.
And then again, our temperature is going to be above freezing after that, so it shouldn't stick around for long.
Yes, temperatures will be cool into next week. I mean, they're going to be below seasonal averages, but looks like afternoon highs will probably be in the 40s throughout the early part of next week.
Now, are we going to go straight from winter to summer like we did last year and just skip spring altogether?
Well, if you remember, I mean, we were already into spring this time last year. We'd already had, well, I mean, we had the tornadoes on Leap Day down near Branson. And so, you know, we were already kind of into spring by this time last year. And so it's hard to say.
Okay. So nothing inspiring to tell folks to look forward to at this point?
At this point, no. It looks like we're going to kind of stay in this cool pattern here for at least the next week.